lessons. We are going to learn B'Siyata Dishmaya about the inyan of Aaron HaKohen, the Shevach of Aaron HaKohen, the Schus of Imari V'Imarasi Sheyichyu, the Schus of Aaron Yisrael Ben Ramosha Mordechai, the Schus David Rabbi David Shuk Allah Ben Rachel, the Schus Moshe Ben Peshadina, and the Nishmas Rav Ben Asher Ben Rabbi Yisrael Yitzchak, the Nishmas Rav Aaron Ben Yaakov Shachna, the Nishmas Rav Yoel Ben Pinchas Halevi, the Nishmas Achrona Achrona Chaviva Maritz Esther Bas Rav Shmuel. And this is based on the Torah of Mori V'Rabbi Hagon HaMufla V'HaMuflog Rabbi David Tzuk Manzatzal Perek Tezayin Pasuk Lamed Dalet V'Haisa Zos Lechem L'Chukas Olam L'Chaper Al B'nei Yisrael Mikol Chatosam Achaz Bashano V'Yaz Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. And this will be as an eternal statue to atone for the Jewish people from all of their sins once a year. And he did like God commanded Moshe. Rashi explains from the Taras Kohanim and the Pasuk Vayaska Asher Tziva Hashem Kshegia Yom HaKippurim Asa K'Seder Hazeh. When Yom Kippur came, Aaron did according to the Seder explicated in the Psukim. Ulhodia Shvachon Shvacho Shel Aharon Shelo Hayav Lovshon L'Gdulaso. And this also tells you the Shevach of Aaron, that he didn't wear the Begadim for his greatness. To show, look at what chashiva clothing I'm wearing. Ela kemekayim gzeiras hamelech. But rather he did it as one who was fulfilling the decree of the king. Chora, we have to understand the ikar difference between the Bigdei Kohen Gadol and the Bigdei Kohen Hediot, the begadim of the high Kohen, and the begadim of the regular Kohen, is that normally the Kohen Gadol wears shemayna begadim, 8 different special garments, and the Kohen Hediot wears 4 garments. But on Yom Kippur, this is Nishta Zoy, on Yom Kippur, Gam Kohen Gadol, Eino Lovesh, Ela, Arba Bigdei Lavan. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is wearing the regular 4 white garments of the Kohen Hediot. And the difference between the Bigdei Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hediot is only the Avnet, according to one man, the Omer and Yuma, on 12b. If so, l'chora, if there would be room for Aaron to wear the Begadim, l'gdulaso, when would Aaron have a Havamina to wear the garments for his greatness, to show how special he is? Which he didn't, but if he would, it would be when he's wearing the Shemayda Begadim. But the Yom Kippur is the Arba Begadim, so what's the godless here? And if you want to be Mishabeach Aaron, you want to praise him that he did the Avodah properly, but don't praise him for his clothing. This is the worst time to praise him. This here the praise is the least special, because it isn't, he's wearing clothing that the other Kohanim are also wearing. So why would he wear it for his own godless when all Kohanim wear it? Reminds me of a story. One of my rabbeim, Rav Chaim Flam, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, used to always tell funny stories. So one of his stories was that he once ate at someone's house and he wanted to thank the Baal HaSabayis. There was so much good food, and he wanted to thank her specifically. Rav Utna writes in a letter that when you thank, you should be specific. So he said, "Yeah, whatever it was, I think it was the kugel." He said, "I just want to tell you that the potato kugel was out of this world." And she said to him, Chaim Flam, the only thing tonight that I didn't make myself was the potato kugel. He laughed and I laughed. He meant well, right? So if you're going to praise somebody for what makes them feel good. So what's pshat here? Praising Aaron that he didn't wear the begadim l'gdulaso when this is the begadim that Kohanim always wear. All Kohanim wear this, not just Aaron. So I thought of a Pasha Teretz, that's exactly the point. He's wearing the same begadim as all the other Kohanim, but he's the one doing the Avodah. So it's really a tzeruf, because this parish is about the Avodah. He's the one doing the Avodah while wearing these clothing. So it shows how special he is. In other words, you have 50 Rosh Yeshiva, right? And they all come, they're all wearing a frack, and Eretz Yisrael, the minig is Rosh Yeshiva wear a frack, a long jacket, and they're wearing their round Hamburg, their round Rosh Yeshiva hat, and they're all chashiv. But they give one Rosh Yeshiva the right to give the shir. He's the one giving the shir klali in front of everybody else. So he gets up there and he feels, oh look, I'm wearing the same, it's more chashiv than the rest of the klal, but I'm wearing the same clothing as all the other Rosh Yeshiva, and I'm the one giving the shir. So it shows you that I have a special chashivus. So the begadim on one hand were more special than Amcha, and even among the Kohanim, I'm also more special because I'm wearing the same clothing the other Kohanim wear, and yet I'm the one chosen to do the Avodah, so you could feel chashivas. Kamash Malon that he didn't. Okay, that's my Balabanti Shiteretz. Now we're going to go into Moreno Barabenu's more insightful and illuminating Teretz. Mar Yuma, Daf Yitches Hamad Aleph, Chulin, Kuflam Adalad Hamad Bey, says from a Braisa. And the Rambam paskins this in Hilchos Klei Mikdosh, in the fifth Perek of Hilchos Klei Mikdosh. And that is that there's a din of Gadleu Mishel Echov by a Kohen Gadol, also spoken about in Horius and Davtes. Gadleu Mishel Echov, that he has to be made great from his brothers. Kohen Gadol Tzorch She Gadol, this is 5:1 in Klei Mikdash. Tzorch She is Mamish Geshmak, to open up a Rambam and look in the Hilchos Klei Mikdash. Anytime I open up a Rambam, it's Geshmak. Kohen Gadol Tzarech Shia Gadol Mikol Echov HaKohanim Benoi B'Koyach B'Oshir V'Chochmu V'Mare Ein Lo Mamon Kol HaKohanim Nosen Lo Mishalahem Kol Echad Lofi Oshra Ad Shiyashir Yosir Mei Oshir Shebekulam. So they have to make sure the Kohanim to make the Kohen Gadol more rich than everybody else. So we see that this din is primarily towards his brothers, the Kohanim, that they're chayiv in this, and therefore mishalahem, the din has to be miskayim. They have to make sure he gets rich, and the explanation would apparently be based on the Rambam, Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis, that the Kohen Gadol is roish lekol hakohanim. The Kohen Gadol is the head of all the Kohanim. Rosh means havdalah. He's above, they're below. And therefore, what is generated from this is that the Kohanim have to make sure that he's the Rosh, he's Gadol, he's the richest. Rambam, Perek Hei, Halacha Beis, writes that even though the Rambam had written in Halacha Aleph, he has to be Gadol Me'echov Benoi B'Koyach B'Isher B'Chochmo V'Mare, it's not Me'akev, it's just a mitzvah. And if he was Misrabe Mikol Makom Nisrabe, he has the Ribui Begadim, he wears the extra garments, and he becomes Kohen Gadol regardless of whether the Kohanim fulfill the mitzvahs of making him rich, and he's the supreme Kohen. He's the best looking and the strongest and the wisest, etc. It's not ma'akev. Because you might think that since the cheftz of the Kohen Gadol is that he's Rosh the Kol HaKohanim, Harei Me'akev B'Shem Zeim Eino Gadol Me'echov. So since the cheftz of the Kohen Gadol is that he's the head of all the Kohanim, if he's not Gadol Me'echov, it's Me'akev. He's not a true Kohen Gadol. Kol Mashmon the Rambam is Nishtazoy. Since he was Misrabim in Me'la Nasa L'Rosh, once he becomes Kohen Gadol, it doesn't matter whether you fulfill all these other conditions. It's not ma'akif. It's not critical. So it's good. It's mitzvah to make him richer. But the money, the Kohen today, Mitzvah Shem, the base of Mikdash is going to be rebuilt. Baal Shoin already very, very soon in Mitzvah Shem. And the Kohen Gadol is going to send out a text to the other, or an email, whatever it may be, to all the Kohanim. These are my bank... This is my bank information. In Israel they call it Pirtei Bank. And put in what you got, whatever you can give. I have to be the richest. That's the din. And Malasel, the Rambam Paskins. And then the Kohen Gadol is going to look at his bank account, and boom, maybe put it on one of these social media forums for all the Kohanim to go to. And they can just click on, they can immediately make the donation. But it's not ma'akev. It's not ma'akev. Gadleu mishalechov is l'mitzvah. But what appears, there's an additional din in the Kohen Gadol, and that's the Rambam writes in Perek Hei Halacha Dalet. Chayv Kohen Gadol linho kovet be'atzmoy, v'lo yokel atzmoy im shara om, v'lo yiru osa arum, v'lo beveis hakisei, v'lo bemerchotz, v'lo ikshu mistaper, shenemar ha-kohen ha-gadol me'echav. And the Kohen Gadol is chayv to be noig ba'atzmoy, kovet ba'atzmoy. And he shouldn't make light of himself with other people. And they shouldn't see him naked. They shouldn't see him in the bathroom. They shouldn't see him in the bathhouse. They shouldn't see him getting a haircut. Because it says, HaKohen HaGadol Me'echov. And what does this mean, HaKohen HaGadol Me'echov? Shenoagim bo gedula yaseira. That we treat him with extra greatness. So it's mashma that this is a din atzmi. It is an independent din klape atzmo shelayoso godo. He himself is great, so he has to act with greatness. And it's not like a king that the Rambam writes, second parak was malacha gimel. The same dinim klape the melech. But the Rambam directed his words at the people, not at the king. In other words, the king has the same dinim as the Kohen Gadol. But the Rambam directs his words at the people, not at the king. She'asar liros osu k'shu arum. Here the Rambam says, the Kohen Gadol has to be noe kabot be'atzmoi, v'lo yiru osu k'shu arum. He has to make sure they don't see him that way. So no, there's a din klape atzmo, it's a din vis-a-vis himself when it comes to the Kohen Gadol. When it comes to the king, it's a din vis-a-vis the people. They must make sure not to see him naked, etc. Why? Because by the melech, it's a din emasoy alecho. It's a din that the people have to fear, have to be in awe of the king. The other Rabbi, the Rambam writes in Halacha Vav, Kishem shecholak lo yakoved hagadol v'chayev akol b'chvodo, kach tziva lios b'kir bo yishafel. Just like he's given great kovod and everybody has to honor him, but he has to be in his heart very low, because it's a din on the people, it's not a din on the king. And never the Rambam didn't write it vis-a-vis the king. Kohen Gadol is different, but the Rambam says klapei atzmo, because the essence of the Kohen Gadol is that he has to be noig kavod ba'atzmo. When he's a king, the people have to be noig kavod, the people have to mechabit him. They have to honor him. The king, the Kohen Gadol, he has to make sure to be a man of great honor himself. The Rambam is told, the Rambam makes it contingent on himself, on the Kohen Gadol himself. He has to make sure that he is the Gadol. He acts like the Gadol. And for this reason, we understand what the Rambam writes in Halacha Hey. So delicious to just see how everything fits in so beautifully. The Rambam writes, "V'omdim lefanav, u'mishtachavim arza." They stand before him and they bow down to the ground. Afilu Navi, even a prophet. Aval Kohen Gadol Eino Ba Lifnei HaMelech Eli Imratza Veino Oimed Lifanav Ela Melech Oimed Lifnei HaKohen Gadol Shenamar V'Lifnei Elazar HaKohen Yamod V'Shoala. That everybody has to stand in front of the king. They bow down to the ground when they see the king, even a prophet. But a Kohen Gadol only comes before the king if he wants to, and he doesn't have to stand for the king. The king stands for the Kohen Gadol, as it says, and in front of Elazar a Kohen Yamod Vishala. In other words, the king stands and asks the Kohen Gadol. So in the Sefer Be'er Miriam, which is one of the most important Svarim ever written on Hilchos Malachim of the Rambam, if I may say, Halacha Kebasroi, Kebasroi sees all the earlier sources. So this is a sefer that's makif in a unbelievable way. So much of what's been written on Hilchos Malachim, but everything is a chiddush. Chiddush al gavim, thousands and thousands of illuminating chiddush. And Baruch Hashem, we're zocha to have many shiurim which are available for listening. In any event, in the sefer Be'er Miriam, he asks that it's true the Rambam brings a raya from a pasuk. But how does this shtim, how does this fit with the din that we see in the Mishnah and the Harius, that a king is before the Kohen Gadol, and he's more chashiv than the Kohen Gadol? So here we have an open stira. On one hand, the Rambam says the Kohen Gadol is more chashiv than the king. On the other hand, the Mishnah says the king is more chashiv than the Kohen Gadol. Based on what we explain, it's very good. Because legabe acherim, vis-a-vis others, he's considered melech. Aval biyachas shebein melech lekohen gadol, when it comes to others, the king is more chashiv. But when it comes to the relationship between the king and the Kohen Gadol, since there's a special halach and the chiv in the Kohen Gadol to be noe gedula be'atzmo, to act himself with greatness, he cannot be subordinate to anyone else and bow down to that person. And therefore he only comes before the king if he wants to. Because if he would be obligated to come before the king, even if he didn't want to, and that would be against the din to be noe gedula ba'atzmo. If he wants to be moichel, harishus biyado, like the Rambam says, and alacha gimel, ayin sham, alacha mishnah, perek beis, alacha gimel. Because it's his din. He's the balabayis. So he's like a Talmud Chacham, who can be moichel on his kavod, because the Talmud Chacham has a bailus on his Torah. But without mechila, he has to be noe gedula atzmo, so it's not a stira. On one hand, we have the Rambam writing correctly in alacha hey, that everybody bows down before the king except the Kohen Gadol, and it's the king stands before the Kohen Gadol and not vice versa. That's the way the Kohen Gadol is supposed to act himself. When it comes to other people, the Am has to be Mechabi the king more, and that's the Mishnah Harius Gebaldik. And with this we can also answer the Kasha of the Shiori Korban and the Yerushalmi Perek Beis Halacha Aleph and the Sefer Yad David Sanhedrin 18b, and what it says in Sanhedrin 18b and in the Yerushalmi Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, that the king is not allowed to sit in the Sanhedrin because Losan al Rav, it says Losan al Riv, Losan al Rav, don't answer the great one. You can't argue with him. So since you can't argue with the king, you can't put him on the Sanhedrin. Alright, so let him speak last, then it comes out nobody's arguing with him because he didn't speak yet. Teretz is, no, it also doesn't work. Because he can't speak last, it's against his covet. So if that's true, then why is the Kohen Gadol? Why is the Kohen Gadol sitting on the Sanhedrin? We see that the Kohen Gadol can be in the Sanhedrin. Can't argue with him either. He also can't speak last. No egin bogaduli yaseira. What's pshat? That's the kasha of the aforementioned achronim. David Zitzinai. The Yad David. So based on what we said, this din of knowing about Gedul is his own din. It's not our din. And therefore others don't have an isser to say their das before the Kohen Gadol. Hashem kein b'melech. It's our din. And therefore the other Chavrei HaSanhedrin have a problem speaking before the Kohen Gadol or speaking before the Melech or answering or arguing with the Melech. And what we see in the Rambam in Halacha Aleph, Gadleu Mishalechov, that's a din in the Kohanim. But that's only din klapei Echav a Kohanim, but lo din klapei Kol Klal Yisrael. And therefore, if he's in the Sanhedrin, where it's not because of their brotherhood, could be their Kohanim there because they deserve to be in the Sanhedrin. But here they're not there in the context of being Kohanim. It says, no one of Gadleu Mishalechov. The Kohen Gadol can sit in the Sanhedrin because the Am can argue with the Kohen Gadol, the Am can argue with the Melech, because again, klape the people, vis-a-vis the people, the Melech is greater. Therefore he can't be in the Sanhedrin. It's not covered. But the Kohen Gadol can, because people are allowed to argue with him. It's only a din of Gedula klape Atzma. He has to act with greatness, with specialness, but it's not klapei the Am, so therefore they are allowed to argue with him or have him speak last. So there's no isser on others to say otherwise, but by melech it's a din on the nation. And therefore he can't be on the Sanhedrin. Super duper, Baruch Hashem. So now, we can explain as follows. We see in Shabbos 114a, Mani Mechubdasi, Mechubdasa, that my clothing honors me. Clothing brings honor to the person. Parashat Tzitzavet says the Big Day Kahuna are the Kavodul Sepharis. So it emerges according to this that the Big Day Kohen Gadol are klapei midas hamechabdusa shenitzrach haKohen Gadol kafima shekava chachmasa yisbarach. The Big Day Kohen Gadol are supposed to give a sense of glory, of dignity, of honor, as God established. And if so, the shemayna begadim of the Kohen Gadol, in contrast to the four begadim of the Kohen Hediyot, the four garments, are primarily to distinguish and to establish in his clothing his mechabdusa in relationship to the other Kohanim, since he's the Rosh. So that's all the Ches Begadim all year round. But the Dalet Big Day Lovin of Yom Kippur are primarily there to express the Kavod Klapei Atzmo Shel HaKohen Gadol. Because he's not making himself greater than the other Kohanim. It's not vis-a-vis the other Kohanim. They're also wearing Arba Begadim. So normally the Mani Mechubdasa is talking about the eight against the four. But when it comes to Yom Kippur, when it's four or four, it's all the other Kohanim also wearing, so that's a Din Klapei Atzma, vis-a-vis himself. That's bringing him honor, but not making him greater than the other Kohanim. It's just, you look at him, not comparing him to others. So everybody's wearing those garments, all the Kohanim. So you're not comparing him, but these are still special garments, they're still garments of Kohuna. So there must be a Din Klapei Atzmo, that you're just supposed to look at him independently and say, oh, look at what special garments they are. So it emerges that the Big Day Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur are part of his obligation, the obligation of the Kohen Gadol, Binoi Kavod Ba'atzma, and since the Chiv of the Kohen Gadol is to wear these garments for his glow, for his honor, so that's what Aaron was thinking when he wore the garments, and that exactly is what Rashi says. That's the Shevach of Aaron. He wasn't wearing it for his greatness. Kimakayim Gzeres HaMelech. In other words, he wasn't wearing them as if to say, oh, I'm really great. He was Mekayim Gzeres HaMelech. In other words, God wanted him to wear it, L'Gdulasa. In other words, why are you eating on Shabbos? Are you eating on Shabbos because it's a mitzvah to eat on Shabbos and you want to give yourself pleasure? Or are you eating on Shabbos because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have pleasure? Are you mekayim gzeiras hamelech, or are you mekayim for yourself? You know it's a mitzvah, but your motivation is yourself. Or is your motivation is what Hashem wants? And therefore I'm going to give myself this pleasure of eating on Shabbos, of sleeping on Shabbos. Why was Aaron wearing the Golem of Begadim? To show his own greatness, because the mitzvah is to show his own greatness, or because God wants him to show his greatness? And the answer is the latter, because Hashem wants him to show his greatness. Akayim gzeiras hamelech. And that's a great Shabbat to Aaron. And therefore, it's not like the Shemona Begadim all year round makes him greater than the other Kohanim. That's Gadleu Mishalechov, that's making him greater. But here, it's an Inyan Klape Atzma, that's what we've been discussing in this year, that there's a Din Atzmi on the Kohen. Also to act Begdula himself, and that's the idea of the Arba Begadim on Yom Kippur. And Aaron did it in order to fulfill Gzeres HaMelech. Because the Bechal wasn't about him. So the truth is, sweet friends, that there's a hemshech. There's more to say about this this rayon, this idea. And I hope that in a future shir we are able to continue this line of thought and see continuing niflos mitaraso shel aborei olam. Thank you so much for listening. Advarim hayu niflaim biyoser, and I thank you for allowing me to share and for taking part. And wish me so chalilmo du lalame lishma v'las l'kaim is called ibrei salma taraso bi'ahava. And we should remember that sof davar hakol nishma ve'es elokim yura ves mitzvos of shmor ki ze kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom, ahuvai yidid amarai v'rabasah.